Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pinchas, 22nd day of the month of Tammuz. We continue to direct our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers, to all of those impacted by the tragic building collapse in Surfside, Florida. Now, more than a week ago, we ask for you to please keep those in mind, the families, in your tefillot. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yechiel Morris of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan, to share a different chizuk, which will immediately be followed by Rabbi Morris slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121 and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach L'cholim and Achenu. L'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Morris.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the OU for continuing this daily Tehillim call. I know this Tehillim has brought much chizuk, much strength to all those who participate, and I would like to share as well for me on an individual, personal level. Some of you on the call may know that my beloved nephew, Donnie Morris, was one of the 45 Jews who died in Meron just a short month or two ago. And this tehillim that's recited daily has brought a lot of chizuk, a lot of strength to me and to my family. Speaking of Donnie, one of the things that emerged during his shiva, I was sitting at my brother and sister-in-law's home in Bergenfield, New Jersey, and the Rabbi Moshe Weinberger came in to be a Menachem Avol. He doesn't know my brother, my sister-in-law, but just came just to express his sympathy, his condolences. And my brother shared with him during the shiva. I was there sitting, watching, observing this. He shared with Rabbi Weinberger the famous schedule of my nephew Donnie, his daily schedule that was so intense. Every moment of the day accounted for learning, for studying, for the phone call that he made Thursday afternoon to my mother to call grandma. And as Rabbi Weinberger was looking at the schedule, he was very impressed. Sitting next to him was Rabbi Kenny Brander, who had come in from Israel and just was in for a short period of time. And Rabbi Brander turned to Rabbi Weinberger and said, "Rabbi Weinberger, this looks like your schedule." And Rabbi Weinberger responded, he said, "No, this is not my schedule. I only got this far. I didn't get as far as Donnie did." And then Rabbi Weinberger turned to my brother and to my sister-in-law and said that, you know, your son, he was flying, he was ascending, he was growing. He said, unfortunately, for so many of us, and certainly for us as adults, we get to a certain stage in life, we sort of reach a plateau, and we're sort of fixated and become comfortable where we are spiritually, religiously, and we sort of stay at that level. We don't continue to strive to improve and to better ourselves. Your son, Donnie, he was at that stage in his life, and it's so clear by watching his schedule that he was growing, and he was continuing to ascend and to come closer to a God, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I was thinking about that message as I was going through the Parsha that we're going to read this week, Parsha of Pinchas, where God appoints, tells Moshe to appoint Yehoshua to take over as a leader of the Jewish people. And you would think, why does God select Yehoshua? So we know that Yehoshua, that Joshua, he was a warrior. He led the Jewish people when they were attacked by Amalek, and the Jews were about to enter into the land of Israel, and they would need someone with military experience and confidence to lead them as they would have to engage in one battle after the other to conquer the land. And yet, the Torah says that why does God select Yehoshua? So it says, this is in chapter 27, verse 18, Chaf Zayin Yud Ches, Shalach Lecha Es Yoshua Ben Nun Ish Asher Ruach Bo. He's a man who has a spirit within him. Now, what does it mean that he has a spirit within him? So if you look in the commentaries, there's many different suggestions. But I saw that the Zalman Sarovskin in the Oznaim Torah suggests the following. That what does it mean that he is a Ruach Bo? So he invokes the pasuk, the verse in Zechariah, which says, Lo b'chayav lo b'choach ki im beruchi. That God says that ultimately it's not about my power, it's not about the strength, but it's about my spirit. And we know that Yehoshua had that spirit. He had that desire to connect to God. As the Torah tells us in Sefer in Parshas Kisisa, in the book of Shemos, just after the sin of the golden calf, that Yehoshua was a person, was a nar asher lo yamish mitoch ohel. He always stayed near the tent, and we understand that that's the tent of Torah. That Yehoshua, even in his as being an adult, he was constantly desiring and wanted to be near Moshe, to be able to learn and to grow and to study and to improve himself. And that's why ultimately, that's why he was selected to be the leader of the Jewish people. Of course, I needed someone who was a military leader, someone who knew different ways in terms of how to best conquer the land. But to represent the Jewish people, they also needed someone who would be a model for that. Ultimately, as a Jew, although sometimes we have to fight, and sometimes we need chayil and koach, ultimately we need ruchi. We need someone who's who can lead us by example and to demonstrate that no matter where we are in our lives, that we can continue to grow, continue to develop, continue to come closer to God, and never to be comfortable where we're at. Never to say I've sort of reached a place where this works for me, but to recognize no matter where we are, what stage, what age we're at, we can continue to grow and to come closer to God. And this is it'd bring my family much comfort. This Sunday, my brother and sister are in Israel right now. This Sunday is going to be the unveiling on Har Zeisim, Mount of Olives, for my nephew Donnie, who'd bring much comfort, I know, to them. That all of us in his memory can accept upon ourselves things to do to continue to grow and to come closer to God. And with that, I'm going to begin to recite the Tehillim. We will begin with Psalm 20, Chaf. Lam Natseach, Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yom Sura Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezecha mikodesh, mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'lolascha yidash nesela. Yitein lecha chil vavecha, v'cho atzascha yimalei. Niranana b'shua secha, v'shem Elohino nidgo, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'aneo mishnei kodsho, bigveros yisho yimino. Eile barecha ve'eile basusim ve'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir himakaro v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad Adonai Hoshia hamelach yaneinu v'yom kareinu Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23 Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo echzar Binos desha yarbitzeni amei menuchos yinaleini Nashi Yeshovev Yancheni Bemaglet Sedek Leman Shemo Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Zamaves Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi Shiftecha Mishantecha Hima Yenachamuni Taroch Lefanai Shulcha Neged Sorirai Dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Revaya Achtov Vachesed Yirdefuni Ko Yimei Chayai Bishafti Beveis Adonai Laorach Yomim. Now Tehillim Kuf Kuf Aleph 121. Shalom Avos Esra Einai El Haharim Ain Yavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adonai Osei Shamayim Vaoretz Al Yitain Lamot Raglacha Al Yonun Shomrecha Hine Lo Yonun Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomracha, Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka V'Yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvoecha Me'ata V'ad Olam Kof Lamed 130 Shir Hamalos Mimam Akim Karasicha Adonai Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiyana Aznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmar Ya Adonai Miyamod Ki Imcha Slicha L'mam Tivarei Ki Visi Adonai Kivsot Nafshi B'lidvaro Hocholti Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim L'Boker Shomrim L'Boker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai HaChesed V'Harbei Imofidus V'hu Yifta Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Now we recite the Mishnah Berach, the prayer of the Tefillah for those who are sick, those who are ill. Mishnah Berach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. Bavur shanachnu mispalim bavurom, bizcharzeh kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, lachlimam, liraposom, lachazikam, lachayosom, vishlach lahem mehira refuah shalema min hashamayim, l'chol ivareihem, l'chol gideihem, b'soch shar chole Yisrael, refuas hanefes, refuas hagof, hashtah bagolot bizman kariv v'nomar, amen. We'll conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunin b'tzara v'ashivya ha'omdim b'im b'yom u'v'im b'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotzie mitzara l'irvacha u'me'afela l'ora mishibud l'geula hashtah b'agola b'zman kariv v'nomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Morris. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, a healing for all of those in need. Again, thinking of all those in Surfside and their families will be answered, Latova, for good. And whatever we're praying for, whatever we're davening, whatever it is that we're hoping for, those are davening for shiduchim, to find a potential mate, that those who are hoping and yearning for children, for parnasa, for livelihood, whatever it is, all of our tefillot, our prayers should be answered for good. Obviously, being here in Florida, we're keeping our eye on the weather, as a hurricane is looking like it's likely on its way, but hopefully it will not be. And we hope, of course, that it will not be a deterrent to any of the searching that is going on in Surfside. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The speaker, I am still waiting on confirmation, so you will have that set by the time we get back on the phone here on Monday at 1 o'clock. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, meaningful, restful, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.